Well, this is The Place, Virginia, Christian Classics. Streets of Gold is the program, and I'm your host, Larry Wayne, along with some help today from my cohort in music, Ms. Lauren Lee.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Today we're going to step out of the 70s, out of the 80s, which is when I was born, and even out of the 90s to my generation, the millennium.
Wait, you were born in the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Dealing with a child today. Today we count down the top 25 adult contemporary radio hits of 2000. Now, Lauren, what will we expect on our survey today?
Well, Larry, we have 5 male vocalists, 8 female vocalists,
kay,
only 1 duet, and 5 groups.
Okay.
3 artists landed with 2 songs, while 1 artist landed with 3 songs.
This sounds a lot like math to me, and I'm getting a little confused. That's why Lauren is here to help me out. Let's kick off the countdown. We start at the bottom, number 25. This guy appears twice on our survey, once with his group and the other as a solo artist.
Here's Russ Lee in a song that peaked at number 3 in November of 2000. Live What I Believe on Streets of Gold.
These are the days for the children of faith to stand up and be counted. Now is the time for the light in us to shine on whoever's around us. One life can be the proof of the hope that is you. I'm gonna live what I believe. I'm gonna walk that line. It can cost me everything. I'm gonna stand for what is right so that everyone can see it's Jesus that they need. I'm gonna live what I believe. The world will see God's grace when we work and we pray, and in love like we mean it. If there's ever been a day to give ourselves away, well, I think we're in it. One life can be the proof of the hope that is you. I'm gonna live what I believe.
This is Stephen Curtis Chapman. Thanks for listening to Streets of Gold.
Christian needs.
Streets of Gold with the first of three songs from that guy originally from Paducah, Kentucky, sang. That's Stephen Curtis Chapman. The Change coming in at number 24 for the year 2000.
At number 23 is this lady who grew up singing in her father's church. In the 80s, she sang with the group Wild Blue Yonder. Her first solo album came out in 1987, and since then, she's released 31 albums. Some of them are Spanish recordings. Here's Crystal Lewis, Only Fools on Streets of Gold.
Look at her watching just walk on by. Or Will we stop and take the time to be Jesus in their lives? We need to be lambs that roar. We need to be eagles that soar. We need to be salt, need to be light. We need to be Jesus to the world. We need to take love into the streets. Be willing to turn the other cheek. We need to be strong. We need to be weak. We need to be Jesus. Jesus to the world. Jesus came with a message that would change the way we live. He showed us all by example what the heart of heaven is. He saw our need and he heard our cry. Loved us so much that he gave his life. He taught us by his sacrifice how we should live our lives.
Heard the saying before, you could be the only Jesus the world will see. So every day, remember that and go about your day that way. You're representing Jesus. New song, and Jesus to the World, featuring Russ Lee, coming in at number 22 for 2000.
The song at number 21 was the number one radio hit of 2000 on the Christian hit radio charts. That's a pop charts for the younger audience in layman terms. Stacy
Orico.
Yes, because I can't roll my R's. Larry's helping me. Don't look at me on Streets of Gold.
Don't look at me.
Mirror, and get the thought that it's the mirror.
look at me. If you're looking for perfection, don't look at me. It's not here. I'm only going to let you down. Stacy Orrico coming in at number 21 for the year 2000.
So impressed that you can still roll that R. It's Larry and Lauren, and today we're looking back to the year 2000 and counting down the top 25 radio hits.
In our next segment, two more songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman, along with FFH and Tammy Trent.
Come visit our website today, streetsofgoldradio.com. At our website, you can view songs from past programs under Playlist.
And some of the themes of those programs, and we've got some podcasts attached, too. That's streetsofgoldradio.com.